Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
New York City has a large immigrant population, both legal and illegal. But the Big Apple, which is America's original melting pot, where Lady Liberty stands on Ellis Island, is a beacon of light to welcome the masses from abroad looking for freedom and a better life, just voted to allow non-citizens to vote in their elections. And you heard that correctly. New York City Council is going to allow non-citizens to vote. Now, citizenship is a legal process, and voting is a sacred right necessary to preserve the freedoms that are the envy of the world. But that all appears to no longer be the case in New York City. Allowing non-citizens to vote cheapens citizenship, and the lengthy process to become a United States citizen is a slap in the face to those who've done it the right way.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.